radio.
Yeah, it is not just a brand new baby, but a brand new girl baby, which is something in our baboon group that we seem to lack a lot. So a baby girl is brilliant for us and the zoo.
And why is it important for Dudley Zoo?
Mainly because it's a draw for the public. The public want to see babies, as every zoo thrives on the public visitors. It's good we can get them in from this baby and this birth. But also it's good for the group, you know, so the group are obviously quite happy. They're all reproducing and, yeah, it's a quite happy breeding group of geladas.
And what are your hopes for the group? Do you hope it to grow even more or to bring new individuals in from different zoos?
So at the moment there's a group of 9, with the new baby being the 9th member. In the wild they live in groups of up to 100 individuals, so we can keep breeding, if you like, for a little while. We do have a bachelor group as well, so if we do get to the point that we need more space, if we need to, we can move some males over to the bachelor group, so we can keep that one going as we get our breeding group keep going. But other than that, I mean, just to keep breeding if we need to, if there's a need to breed. They've all got quite good bloodlines, so that's something that we can, keep going with.
And how are mother and baby doing at the moment?
They're doing brilliant. Mum is, obviously she's an experienced mum, but this is her first daughter. She is quite shy at the moment, so she's kind of turning away when we go near because she doesn't almost want us to see baby. And so every time we do see baby, it's very like, whoa, we've seen it today. Whereas with the boys, I think a boy baby gelada seems to be a lot more bullshy than a female. And they was already trying to get off mum and, you know, climb the enclosure, whereas this one's quite happy to sit on mum and just observe everyone else.
And I understand that the breeding group is part of the European Endangered Species Programme.
Yeah, that's correct.
And is there kind of any concerns with the current political environment about how you can keep on protecting these endangered species?
Not on our own. You know, we can do as a zoo is to highlight the need to conserve them and protect them, and, you know, show the public what they actually are, because a lot of people wouldn't know what a gelada was and wouldn't know what one looks like, let alone where they came from in the wild. So having them at the zoo just adds that education value to it, you know, so people can come to the zoo and see them, and then from our signage and speaking to staff, they can know that there's threats in the world and kind of help that way.